It's Thursday, April 4th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Guangzhou has become the first major city in China to offer monetary rewards to people who report on, quote, illegal religious activities, end quote, as the Chinese government extends its major crackdown in the church there, reports the South China Morning Post. The city's ethnic and religious affairs department recently announced that citizens can earn up to $1,500 to report on illegal religious groups. The crackdown comes especially against Protestant churches, which have had dozens of members arrested in recent months. Psalm 37, 32-33 says, "The wicked spies upon the righteous and seeks to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand or let him be condemned when he is judged." Sweden has been deporting Christians back to countries where they are liable to be persecuted or killed, reports the Christian Post. Just last week, several Christians were deported to Afghanistan, the second worst nation for persecution, according to Open Doors. Four of Sweden's biggest evangelical denominations released a study entitled "Inquiry into the Asylum Processes of Religious Converts in Sweden." They found that of 619 Afghan citizens who were members of Swedish churches, 68% of them had their asylum requests rejected, despite pastors saying their faith was genuine in most cases. The Institute for Family Policy has released a study showing the terrible state of abortion in Spain. The report found that more than half of pregnant Spanish teenage mothers have their babies murdered in the womb. Among immigrants, one in three immigrant mothers have an abortion. The study also found that 40% of women having abortions had already had one before. The number of abortions in Spain in 2017 was 94,123, an increase of 4,000 over 2016. On Friday, the Trump administration announced that it would be offering $1.7 million in family planning grant funds to a chain of crisis pregnancy centers that oppose abortion and contraceptives. The administration is also cutting funds to certain Planned Parenthood affiliates, reports The Hill. The funding is going to the Obria Group to offer family planning services in 7 clinics in California that do not perform abortions. Congressional Democrats have proposed the so-called Equality Act, which aims to provide special protections for people committed to sexually perverted lifestyles. The bill would add the categories of sexual orientation and gender identity to the list of protected classes in the 1964 Civil Rights Act. The Equality Act would make religious beliefs of no defense in disputes between so-called homosexual rights and religious freedom rights, reports WorldNetDaily.com. Dr. James Dobson, founder of Focus on the Family, warned, quote, "Make no mistake, the so-called Equality Act is nothing but a thinly veiled attempt to finish off religious liberty in America once and for all, which ought to be plainly obvious based upon a cursory reading of the First Amendment," end quote. The Georgia State Senate passed the Heartbeat Bill, House Bill 481, last week, to ban the murder of unborn babies when a heartbeat is detectable around 6 weeks of pregnancy, reports LifeNews.com. Now the bill heads to Republican Governor Brian Kemp's desk, who has promised to sign the bill amidst protests from Hollywood actors. Pro-abortion actress Alyssa Milano delivered a letter to Kemp's office on Tuesday, calling the bill, quote, "dangerous and evil," end quote, with signatures from other prominent actors. Kemp responded by saying, quote, "I cannot govern because I'm worried about what someone in Hollywood thinks about me," end quote. The Lord said in Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has performed a number of important diplomatic tasks in the Trump administration, like interacting with North Korea and Iran. The former CIA director and Kansas congressman has made open statements about his Christian faith and its importance to his job. Pompeo attended regular Bible studies as CIA director, and as Secretary of State, he hosted the State Department's first worldwide conference on religious freedom. Pompeo told CBN News recently that his faith puts everything in perspective.
In each of those missions, the task that I have is informed by my understanding of my faith, my belief in Jesus Christ as the Savior. I think that makes a real difference, and so I want people to know. It's why I talk about it from time to time. I want folks to know the perspective that I am bringing to the challenges and the job that I face, and it also requires me to try and hold myself to the standards that Christians hold themselves out for.
2 Samuel 23, verse 3 says, "The God of Israel said, 'The rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God.'" And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, April 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.